Now the president has appointed her to an environmental commission, the National Advisory Committee on Oceans and the Atmosphere, and that has conservationists enraged.
We think it sends a message to all Americans that Ann Burford is back and that she has the blessing of Ronald Reagan, and I think that's unfortunate. I think the American people deserve better, and it quite frankly compromises our ability to work in a positive and constructive way.
Joining us now in Washington is the object of that controversy and those remarks, Ann Burford. Good morning. You're just a lightning rod, aren't you? What do you make of the anger expressed at your appointment?
Well, good morning. You flatter me. You give me credit for a great deal more than I think I would claim credit to.
What do you mean by that?
The introduction was quite eloquent in terms of my responsibility for this incredible atmosphere. In fact, I'm very pleased to serve the president in this new capacity and look forward to working with him and the members of the commission.
You went through so much before, Ms. Burford. Why have you decided to come back? What is it in the inner self that propelled you to accept the president's appointment?
Well, let me point out that it was the president's appointment. He's asked me to come back. I've always been very active, both professionally and politically, and I'm delighted to have the opportunity to serve him once again.
In an interview on this broadcast with Diane back in December, you were with your husband, who said you resigned from the EPA because, quote, she had lost her effectiveness. What makes you think now that you're any less controversial and that you can be more effective?
Well, maybe you haven't been reading the news for the last year and a half, but all of the anonymous allegations that were surrounding the agency at the time have been thoroughly investigated, both by the Justice Department and by Congress itself. And certainly with less than a friendly eye, they were scrutinized under, as it were, a microscope. And in terms of the Justice Department report, there's absolutely no credible evidence to support any of the allegations. So we have a new day. It's a year and a half later, and to the extent that people want to look at the facts, and I would hope that you would, those matters have been laid to rest.
Well, I think I have and will, but the environmentalists who came out of that meeting at the White House the other day were really distressed. Why do you think that you do that to them? Why are they so angry? What you say is true. You've been clear.
I have no idea. I really think that it demonstrates on their behalf a lack of sense of perspective and proportion. It's a reaction that's completely beyond... it's disproportionate to the activity, let me put it that way.
Ms. Burford, what do you hope to accomplish in your new position? What plans do you have?
Well, the commission has been created by Congress to act as an advisory board, a sounding board, as it were, to advise both Congress and the president on matters that are germane to NOAA. So we will act as a sounding board, directing both in terms of our advice to Congress and the President, the research and the budgetary activities of NOAA.
And how about the main thrust? You probably had some opportunity to think about this. What's your first priority?
Well, you have to understand the nature of the commission. The commission is a sounding board to listen to the research and development plans of NOAA, to look at their budgetary proposals, take those into consideration, and then render independent advice both to Congress and
yes.
to the President. So there's no single issue. It's a whole broad spectrum of issues that concern NOAA.
Well, how about an overview? I mean, you've been there, and you're back in the headlines again, and you're going to be concerning yourself with the environment. What about the laws and the rules and regulations concerning the environment, the rules and regulations and laws now on the books? Are they adequate?
Well, that's such a terribly broad question. Any answer would be inadequate to the question, because...
You could give me a philosophical answer. You think the government is in too deeply, should have a hands-off policy, or what?
No, that's never been my posture. Our environmental laws, the United States environmental laws, cover a whole spectrum of issues: Clean Water, Safe Drinking Water Act, Clean Air Act, Toxic Substances Control Act. So it's quite a broad spectrum. And very frankly, we have, in terms of the world perspective, the finest environmental laws that exist anywhere. The actual implementation of those laws is far behind. For instance, when I went to EPA, Congress had passed the Resource Conservation Recovery Act in 1976 that controls the future disposal of hazardous waste. And Congress at that time had said, EPA, have the regulations which put this law into actual implementation, have those regulations ready by 1978. Well, when I walked in the door in 1981, there was only the flimsiest of interim plans. So that we need to have, I guess my point being that we have a marvelous law in that regard, but it, as of 1981, that law was not in effect. There were no regulations to implement it. So that was some progress that we made during my tenure, and I think that we have the next, say, decade to look at its real implementation.
Let me ask you another one of those broad questions you don't like. What do you sense in the national mood about effective environmental laws? Do you think that the people are demanding more of the federal government, more federal control over the use of federal lands and the air and the sea?
Well, I think, it depends upon the area and the issue. I think that the people are demanding of the federal government, and they have every right to, again, a good, strong framework for the careful disposal of hazardous waste in the future. That relates back to my earlier example. Mm-hmm. In that regard, EPA was far behind the eight ball when I arrived, and that will be a real challenge to the agency over the next decade.
How do you think the EPA has done under the tutelage of your successor?
Oh, that's one question I never answer. I don't think it's graceful to comment on your successor's performance.
Why not?
It's not my style.
Ann Burford, thank you for joining us on the CBS Morning News.